Now, the largest sled dog race in the Midwest takes place this weekend in Bayfield. It's the 23rd annual Apostle Island Sled Dog Race, kicking off at 10 a.m. both Saturday and Sunday. Kelly Linehan is Director of Marketing at the Bayfield Chamber and Visitor Bureau. Kelly, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, this takes place, I guess, about 10 miles outside of Bayfield and covers a pretty wide area. Can you talk about the race course?
Sure. So it starts at the Echo Valley Gravel Pit, which is 11 miles north of downtown Bayfield. And so there's signage from Bayfield to the gravel pit, and that's where the races start on both Saturday morning and Sunday morning. And then the race itself is a series of loops around the Bayfield Peninsula. So there's actually a couple different races. There's a 40-mile loop, a 30-mile loop, and a 20-mile loop, and then an 8-mile loop. So there's those four races. And then they're run both days. So the time that the mushers make is taken over the course of those 2 days. And so there's also a spectator site out in the forest where you can watch the racers come through as they kind of hit their stride out on the trail there. So it takes place over a pretty big area, not huge. And then we've also got special events in Bayfield over the course of the weekend as well.
So you said it's a 40-mile loop, so the person competing both days, they're covering overall 80 miles by with sled dogs. That sounds like a pretty grueling weekend.
Yeah, it's a lot. So that's correct. The longest race is 80 miles, and they do it 40 miles a day. So, yep, they're definitely putting on the miles.
And I understand that the different lengths of race means you're going to use a different number of dogs on your team.
Right. So that 40-mile loop, which is the 80-mile race over the course of the weekend, that's a 10-dog team. And then the 60-mile race, which they do the 30-mile loop each day, that's 8 dogs. And then we've got a sportsman's race, which is 6 dogs, and they do a 40-mile race over the course of the weekend. And then we also have a family rec race and a youth race, and they do about 8 miles each day. So that's a little bit more mellow.
And this is the big race in the Midwest. How many participants are you getting, and how far an area are they coming from?
We have about 50 teams registered right now, and so the deadline is tomorrow. So tomorrow we will be doing the bib draw. So what that is each of the mushers wears a bib with their number on it. So tomorrow morning we will be drawing the numbers, and that determines their starting positions. And we get mushers from all over the country and into Canada as well. It's mushing, it's sled dog racing, so it's kind of a localized sport in that you kind of need to have snow at least part of the year in order to do it. So it's more northern United States and into Canada, but we get them from all over the place.
If people want to come and watch, what do they need to know, A, to see it, and B, to get the most out of the race?
Well, first of all, visit our website, which is bayfield.org, and it'll run through the schedule of events for the weekend. But number one, make sure that you dress warm. The temperatures look like they're going to be right in the single digits this weekend, which is absolutely perfect for the dogs. It's a little bit chilly for humans, but definitely doable. We have a bonfire, we have a warming tent, we have concessions out at the race start and also at the spectator site. So make sure that you dress warm. When you come out to the race start at Echo Valley Gravel Pit, there isn't cell reception. So be aware of that you're going to be kind of off-grid. There'll be a lot of people around you, and you'll be among friends, but you probably won't be able to get a call in or out. So be aware of that. And also bring cash, because we won't be able to accept any credit cards for concessions or for merchandise sales or anything like that. So if you want to get a snack or get a T-shirt, just make sure you've got some cash with you, and then just come and have a good time. The best time to get out there would be about 9 o'clock, either Saturday or Sunday. And the races start at 10, but starting at 9 o'clock, we've got the mushers kind of gearing up, getting ready to go. The dogs are excited. They start singing, which is something I can't even really put into words. You have to be there to experience it. But I would say get there at 9. The action really gets started at 10, and then most of the dogs are out on the trail by about 11:30, and then you would head out to the spectator site.
And Kelly, have you tried your own hand at mushing?
I have tried my hand at mushing. I'm not very good, and I'm not very fast, but it was definitely fun.
So I would think that I would worry that if I got out there even just to try it, the dogs would look at me like, yeah, come on. We know you know what you're doing.
That's what they did to me. So.
And you said a youth race. So how young are kids out there doing this?
We've had kids as young as 4, actually.
Really?
Yeah, so we do actually have kids under 18 who race in the higher level ones, too. A lot of times these youth mushers, like, they get started pretty early. And so by the time that they're 15, 16, 17, they're actually into the pro classes already. So the youth race is oftentimes kids ages 4 until about 12 or 13. So that's really, really fun to see. And over the past couple of years, I've been involved at the race for the past 5 years. And I've seen kids start in the youth race and then move their way up into the sportsman's race and then into the pro classes, which are the 8 and 10 dog races. And that's just always just, it's really fun to watch them, you know, progress through that. And it's a really tight-knit community that the mushers have. And it's just a really unique thing.
And are there local contenders who usually place really well in these races?
Yep, there are. Sled dog racing and just sled dog as a hobby, keeping sled dogs as a hobby here, is really popular in the Bayfield area. So we've got families in the region who do it. So oftentimes the parents have been doing it, the kids do it. We've got a couple of kids who, you know, I mean, they're contenders every year. There's the Thiel family, and they own Wolfsong and Adventures in Mushing, so they actually do trips out, sled dog trips out into the region around Bayfield. So there's Emma and Greta Thiel, who usually race, although they won't be with us this year. And then there are the Buckles Rays. So Caroline Ray usually races, and so she's been doing it for a while too. And so there's a couple different families, and it's really fun to see them out and out and about doing this kind of thing together.
Well, best of luck to everybody. Kelly, thanks for joining us.
Sure, thank you.
That's Kelly Linehan from the Bayfield Chamber and Visitor Bureau talking about the big sled dog race taking place there this weekend. This is Central Time.